Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Board of Fisheries Board is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Lower and Upper Cook Inlet finfish and Kodiak finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, all for consideration by the board in its 2023-2024 meeting cycle. The board may also consider substance proposals for other topics, including other areas, under the subsistence proposal policy. If proposals are submitted within its deadline and the board determines they meet the criteria in either areas, they'll add those to the agenda. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Monday, April 10th, 2023 as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online or you can mail it. You'll find the link and mailing address on our story at RioKenai.com. Proposals must be received by Monday, April 10th, 2023 at the board's support section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for a timely receipt. Interested parties are encouraged to submit proposals at the earliest possible date. The Board of Fisheries proposal form, including the online proposal form, is available at the board support website. Again, the link at our website at RioKenai.com. Proposal forms are also available at any board support office. Proposals may be submitted on the current approved form. Any additional information provided with the form, such as tables, internet web links, or charts, will not be included in the proposal book. The completed proposal form must contain a contact telephone number and address. Email addresses are appreciated. Please print or type the individual's or group's organization name as appropriate. United States Senator Lisa Murkowski, a senior member of the Appropriations Committee, secured significant funding for fisheries and ocean priorities in Alaska and the recently passed Consolidated Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2023. As a result of Murkowski's work, the year-end omnibus includes $15 million in congressionally directed spending allocations for oceans and river research to be performed by Alaskans, in addition to significant programmatic support through agency budgets. Our fisheries and oceans provide foundational food security and economic opportunity for Alaskans statewide. I'm proud to champion our marine environments and cornerstone species like salmon and crab and this year-end package, Murkowski said. The language I secured provides support for fisheries disaster relief, research, indigenous co-management, surveys, fisheries management, marine debris removal, transboundary watershed monitoring, and many more Alaska priorities. Alaskans advocated for these projects. We worked together to deliver them. We can now look forward for their implementation from our state. Congressionally directed spending for fisheries and oceans include the Bering Sea for $2.75 million for the Bering Sea Fisheries Research Foundation, for $1 million to the University of Alaska Fairbanks to support research on seasonal weather forecasting, $1.75 million to the University of Alaska Fairbanks to conduct baseline marine fisheries surveys, $250,000 to the Aleut community of St. Paul Island for surveillance monitoring of fisheries and ecosystems, $2.7 million to the North Slope Borough Department of Wildlife Management for marine mammal and co-management research on the North Slope, $825,000 to the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association to support research, surveys, and community engagement, $1 million to the Island Trails Network for removal, recycling, and recovery of debris from the Alaska marine environment, $140,000 to the Native Village of Kotzebue, $2 million for salmon monitoring in the Yukon and Kuskokwim River watersheds, $500,000 to the Tanana Chiefs Conference, $880,000 for implementation of the Intertribal Federal Subsistence Cooperative Management Program at the Kuskokwim River watershed, and $1.2 million for ecological monitoring in the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers. For more details about the funding, visit the story on our website at RioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.